is game day.
It is purely coincidence that we've got thebigspur.com and our partner reading into it is Roosters. Like, we don't plan that. Roosters, MGC, get your hair cut like a man. Get your straight razor shave, back of the neck razor shave, seven-step facial. Love our great friends over at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. Make your appointment online. You can do it with your app. You got some great specials going on there now. You got a big meeting coming up. You don't want to miss it. It's our great friends over at Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road over in Greenville. To our guest lines, Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Doing fantastic. As you correctly previewed last week, Gamecocks get a commitment between last week and this week. Tell us about the most recent defensive back from the Tar Heel State.
Yeah, really, I think an intriguing pickup in Kosky Barnes from Grimsley High School in the Greensboro area. Really good size for a cornerback at about 6'2 and a half, 185, 190. Looks good on film, plays on both sides of the ball for Grimsley, wide receiver and cornerback. Good tackler, good coverage skills, anticipates well. This looks like a really good athlete overall and has the kind of skill set that Torian Gray has had a good bit of success with at South Carolina. And I think he's a good addition to the secondary room and a guy that I know Barnes is Gray is happy to have picked up in Barnes. He took visits to Kentucky, Mississippi State, Miami, and Rutgers. North Carolina was also involved and I think it's been the Gamecocks really since his official visit there is where he wanted to go. And like I said, I think he's a good solid pickup.
A couple things here. Number one is these are big defensive backs. I look at it. I mean, KJ Johnson, 6'2". If Tristan Lewis plays safety, 6'3 or so, 6'3 and a half. Obviously, the current kid's 6'2 or 6'3. Like, this appears to be a big physical defensive back class. Is that by design? Is that something that they wanted to get bigger, more physical in the back end?
It's definitely something that Torian Gray looks for and believes in. You know, receivers are seemingly getting bigger and bigger, and you need to have that length to match up with those guys man-to-man and to be able to fight for the ball at its high point and play the ball in the air and do all the things that are required of a cornerback these days. And he definitely values length. Obviously, you have to be able to move and change direction and do all the things that come with it. And sometimes the taller guys can't do that, or they do it well enough for safety but not corner. In Barnes' case, they had him in camp and felt like he was a cornerback and had the tools to excel there. When you can find the taller guys who are still capable of playing cornerback, it's a bonus.
All right. What does this do to the board? Any more defensive backs, any more corners, nickels, any of the guys still on the board, and any big targets coming up?
Well, I think primarily, they're going to continue to recruit Samari Matthews, who would be in the same category at cornerback, and of course, Tamarian Watkins. He's more of a safety. I think they'll continue to watch those situations, see what might change from a rule standpoint. We've had the executive order by Donald Trump, but whether that's actually going to change how schools are doing things, I think, remains to be seen. I think there's still some other steps that need to be taken, and we'll see how that plays out. But I think if those guys end up getting the money they were promised by Texas and Texas A&M, then I think they'll probably stick with them. If something changes on that front, then I think South Carolina could have a chance to turn one or both of them their way. So I think those are the primary two defensive backs they'll stay in closest contact with, assuming they keep the lines of communication open, try to get them to some games this season. And of course, there's always a possibility someone could emerge as a senior and really impress the coaches. But right now, I think Matthews and Watkins are the two primary guys.
Anybody to decide here? I know last week you talked to several other guys that are about to make decisions. I think there's a couple of high profiles, running back, offensive linemen, that you might hear from here in the next few weeks.
Darius Gray is the big name there who has decided he's going to announce in August. You know, he's going back and forth as to whether he wanted to announce before the season started or take it into the season. And he's decided that he's going to announce in August. You know, I don't have this. It's going to be August 22nd. I don't have it completely confirmed that it's going to be South Carolina or LSU, but a lot of intel does suggest those are the two primary schools, but he's also still considering Clemson, Ohio State, Tennessee. But I think it's going to be LSU or South Carolina if I had to guess right now. And it goes back and forth as to which one I think he'll pick. I think, you know, one of the distinguishing factors between the two that LSU has really spent a lot of time talking to him about is the number of players they've put into the NFL from the offensive line. Brad Davis, their offensive line coach, has a long track record of you know, not just putting guys in the NFL, but developing first-round picks and guys who have, you know, gone on to have good careers. And whereas Lonnie Teasley at South Carolina has emerged as one of the top recruiters at his position in the country, but is still early in his tenure and is not, you know, doesn't have that kind of track record just yet. You know, you think Josiah Thompson will end up in the NFL. You know, some other players that are coming up could be NFL guys down the line, but that's what South Carolina, I think, and is having to try to overcome right now is that lack of track record versus what Brad Davis has done at LSU.
On decisions like this, your gut, when those decisions are made, are they still up in the air? You know, sometimes you think guys, they put a date out there and they have to decide by then, which I never really understood. But oftentimes the guys knew all along where they're going. In Gray's situation, what your experience tells you, you think he knows? You think he has known? You think he's still up in the air? Does it go back and forth? What's your gut here?
Well, I agree with you that I think in most cases when players, you know, announce a commitment date, they typically know where they're going. It's not always the case. You do get certain situations where players are going back and forth, and it's almost like they create a deadline for themselves by putting the date out there. I would think Darius Gray has a pretty good idea of where he's going. You know, he took 8 official visits. He narrowed it down from 8 to 5. He is a guy who enjoys the recruiting process. I think he enjoys the attention that comes with it. And sometimes that can lead to scenarios where, you know, a guy is going back and forth leading up to his decision. But I would think he has a pretty good idea. And that's why I think it's either South Carolina or LSU based on what I've heard. But nothing would surprise me with a guy like him who really enjoys the process and has taken as many visits as he has.
Texture wants to know about the running back, the former Thomas, former Florida State commitment.
Yeah, I should have mentioned Amari Thomas, too. He also has an announcement scheduled. I believe South Carolina is in a good position with him. He decommitted from Florida State. He announces on August 8th. And, you know, I haven't gotten complete confirmation that South Carolina is going to be the choice, but there was some indication that he decommitted from Florida State with South Carolina in mind. And I know Florida State is trying to get him back in the fold and is continuing to work on him. But I think South Carolina was a school he had in mind when he decommitted. You know, he took an official visit, really enjoyed it, liked Markwell Blackwell, liked the opportunity that was presented to him from a depth chart standpoint as far as, you know, who South Carolina would lose after this season and what his opportunity would look like to earn playing time. And he's a little bit different kind of back than the other guys they have in their running back room right now. A little bit on the smaller side at 5'10", 187, more of a scat back, speedster, and they don't really have a guy like that right now. So there's a good opportunity for him to find a role pretty early in his career if he does pick the Gamecocks.
I hate to ask you about running backs, but we have Texture wanting to know about Faison, latest
Fine. Yeah, Shane Beamer met with the media and had, no real update. He did say that he had been on the phone with them. I guess giving him a little bit more information and clarifying a couple of things that they did have questions about, but no exact date is known as far as when the NCAA will rule on it. Beamer at one point thought it would have been, if not last week, the week before, and didn't happen. He also was asked if Faison would be able to practice if no decision was rendered, and he said he wasn't 100% sure, but my guess is, based on the fact that they allowed him to practice in the spring, if they're still waiting to rule on this case, they will allow him to practice, but that's just a guess. You never know with the NCAA, but I don't know why they would allow him to practice in the spring and not the fall if they haven't given him a decision yet. So we'll see how it plays out and when it finally plays out. But it's been, quite the scenario to watch drag out this long.
If you're Faison, you wouldn't be surprised. I joked with my buddy yesterday that at breakfast he sits down and orders a restaurant and he orders dinner because he knows it's going to take a long time. Like, that's just amazing that it's drugged like this. Either way. Just decide and let him know. Let him get on with his life either way. That's just phenomenal stuff there. All right, tell me about camp dates, what we know about opening and how the access works and what you guys will be reporting on, because we're right here, man. August 1st starts on Friday, and we got a lot of
– Yeah, it's here. Yep. Practice starts August 1st, and the players report July 31st, and there will be a number of coaches meeting with the media on the 31st. And then the first practice is the 1st, and they haven't announced the complete schedule as of yet, but right now the media has access to the first three periods on the 1st and the 2nd, and then of course we'll have, anytime the coaches meet with the media, we'll have complete coverage of those interviews, player interviews, and just as much coverage as we can possibly give the fans throughout fall practice. And it's always an exciting time when practice gets underway, and once practice gets here, we're less than a month from opening day for South Carolina. Theirs is the 31st, which is going to be unusual, having South Carolina's first game on a Sunday. I don't think that's ever happened since I've been covering South Carolina, so that's going to be one interesting aspect of that opener against Virginia Tech. But football season is upon us.
All right. Did we learn anything? He had the access this week. You guys had access this week with his golf tournament earlier in the week. Did we learn anything? Anything news come out of that?
Not a lot of things we didn't already know. He did talk a little bit about Sri Babalade, and there's been speculation as to whether he's going to be a tackle, whether he's going to be a guard. It seems that tackle is the more likely scenario with him. He worked it in the spring. He worked at left guard, left tackle, and right tackle. And I think the sentiment is he's one of the top five linemen on the team, but he's behind Josiah Thompson at left tackle. Cason Henry is one of the most experienced guys at right tackle, and I'm not sure if left guard is the best fit for him from a skill set standpoint with his size and height, and whether he can play with as much leverage and get as low as he needs to get to be as effective there. But I think he could work at all three of those spots again during the fall. And I think worst case, he becomes the backup at left and right tackle, potentially as a swing guy. But if he is effective enough at guard and ends up winning one of the guard spots, then that could be a win for the line overall. But not a lot of breaking news coming out of it. Just you know, talking about some of the standouts and, you know, how excited he is about the season getting underway, and you know, talked a little bit about their inexperience on defense and, you know, how much of the responsibility falls on the coaches to get those guys ready and you know, get them prepared for playing at a high level early in the season and not having as you know, too many growing pains with those guys, because they know that they're going to need, especially on that defensive side of the ball, they're going to need some guys to step in and be ready to play right away.
It's interesting on the bobblehead stuff, because, you know, Thompson is one of your five best, and Henry, when healthy, is one of your five best, and bobblehead obviously is, and but those guys, I don't know if they have the versatility to play like he does. And so do you take, you know, how do you mix and match that? You want your best five out there, but at the expense of maybe taking a guy out of position. It's a fascinating deal there. But I am I wrong in thinking that, just when I know about it, you'd like to have Henry Thompson and bobblehead on the field at the same time? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it is. And no one has come out and said this, but my guess / read on the situation is he wasn't as effective at guard as he has been at tackle. I don't know that it was a natural move for him to play on the interior. And it's also possible that it's not the position he wants to play. You know, I think he would rather play tackle. It's what he's played his whole career, and I think where he envisions himself playing if he does have an NFL career. So, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. I think it's a little bit of a delicate situation, but it could also be one of those scenarios where they want him to buy into it completely and to be happy with the move if he does move to left guard. But it's also possible he's just a better fit at tackle and just happens to be behind two guys right now that you know, that are ahead of him from a development standpoint.
Yeah. But to me, it's easy talk, though. A starting left guard is better than a second team left or right tackle. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, pretty easy deal there. All right, tell me about the coverage, because when we talk next week, we'll have live practice updates and all that going on. A great time to subscribe to the Big Spur.
Yeah, absolutely. Just go to thebigspur.com and become a premium member. You'll get a ton of practice coverage throughout the month of August, for the entirety of fall camp. You know, position moves, who's standing out, you know, what the offense looks like, what the defense looks like, who's winning the special teams battles. We'll have all that information throughout the month. And it's always a time when people are getting excited about football arriving. And we'd love for anyone out there who's looking for Gamecock info to join the site and stay with us throughout the season. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a premium member today.
Place to find it at thebigspur.com. I cannot wait to talk to you next week and find out news about practice coming out of Columbia. Have a great week between now and then.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it next week. Have a great one.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you. Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. How about that? Short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Final two open phone line segments in the final 30 minutes of the show right after this.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931, when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Get ahead of HVAC headaches by scheduling your home's regular heating and cooling system tune-ups with the experts at Heavenly Air of the Upstate, your local Lennox dealer. Your air is worth the care. Regular preventive maintenance from Heavenly Air of the Upstate will ensure your home's HVAC system is running efficiently. Catch any minor problems before they become major and ensure your home's air is the best quality for you and your family. Visit HeavenlyAIRE.com to schedule your home's next heating and cooling system tune-up. Dealer license number RHB587.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit LowCountryMale.com.
Hugs from patients, like Patrick. It's something QC Kinetics medical professionals experience every day.
I hugged them. You should hug somebody who does that for you. They gave me my life back, and I really didn't know where I was going to go because I was definitely afraid of having a knee replacement done.
No surgery, no downtime with QC Kinetics regenerative treatments. They give patients relief from joint pain using their own healing properties to repair and restore damaged tissue. And the results? Well, that's why we see a lot of hugs at QC Kinetics.
Everything is back that I thought I was never going to be able to do again. I'm still smiling, and sometimes it gets emotional. I get a tear in my eye because of how I was before I went in there.
Those smiles and hugs never get old at QC Kinetics. It means patients are finally getting relief. And now, it's your turn. Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation and see if you're a good candidate for these amazing treatments.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Do you love Takis Fuego chips? Well, you've never had them like this. If you never tried them, now's your chance. Wendy's new Takis Fuego meal is here with crushed Takis Fuego chips on a spicy chicken sandwich with chili lime sauce and a creamy corn spread, plus a small Fuego fries inspired by Takis Fuego chips and a bag of Takis Fuego chips while supplies last and a small drink available till midnight or later. Visit your local Upstate Wendy's to give it a try today.
The 2025 Atlanta Braves are battle-tested, and every game this summer is a chance to get back in the fight.
Punched out towards third, backhanded and foul ground by Riley. Long throw. What a play by Riley.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Flyler Show, forming the Upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air couldn't have gone any better, thank goodness, because it's still hot outside. And one thing that I did is the terrific folks were able to get me all set up for the preventive maintenance plan that they have there. So twice a year they're coming to the house now to make sure everything's tuned up and going great. That is a great plan. If you need a new one, a new unit, let them come out and just assess where you are. See if you do need one. There's a $400 instant check the rebate. They got not rebate, instant off of that. And then you've got the tax credit stuff before the end of the year you need to take advantage of, because that goes away. You've got the your energy provider is going to give you a big rebate in there as well. So we love our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Ask about their furnace fuel. Which is fantastic. You'll love her, friends. It's Blue Ridge Heating and Air online. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Smart guys, man, doing a bunch of great smart things. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Couple of quick things in this thing. The thought before the break was about Georgia and running the football. I told you that's my biggest concern. We did this for Clemson. I want to kind of do it today for Georgia and South Carolina. And I'll ask you guys to do this. Biggest concern, and this feels weird to say, but running the football at Georgia, biggest strength at Georgia, this just feels weird to say, but special teams are going to be amazing at Georgia this year. I think you'll see special teams win games for Georgia this year. And then the biggest, to me, unknown is I think Georgia has a bunch of really good young players at a bunch of key positions along both lines of scrimmage, but I just don't know until I see it. So it feels weird to say that, but Georgia has an awful lot of talented guys who haven't done anything yet, haven't been asked to do anything yet, and some highly recruited guys that I think will be good football players. But there's a difference in thinking it and knowing it. So when it comes to Daniel Calhoun, highly rated offensive lineman. When it comes to Jordan Hall, highly rated defensive lineman. Gabe Harris, these guys hadn't played a whole lot of football yet. And you look up and down at the at the offensive line with Michael Ooney, with Jamal Merriweather, with Marcus Harrison. There's a bunch of linemen that are going to be called on to play at times this year, and you just don't know. And hopefully at some point in time, these guys, I mean, Nashir Johnson, is he ready? I think he is, but I just don't know yet. That feels weird to say at Georgia. At South Carolina, this is almost the exact opposite. At South Carolina, special teams had to be one of the biggest question marks coming in. They've been very good for the most part at special teams. Are they ready to do that? I feel better about the offensive line than I do the defensive line, and that feels weird to say. South Carolina's been very good along the defensive line in recent years. Even I do like Dylan Stewart, but he lost an awful lot there. So I feel better about Cason Henry, better about Josiah Thompson, better about Tre Bobolade and Trevon Ball and some of those guys. And so I feel better about the offensive line than the defensive line. I am a little concerned at linebacker. Sean Murphy hadn't done it yet. Fred Johnson really hadn't done it yet. I think the corners are okay. Medeke Smith's a guy that can be exposed at times. I think you're fine there. I worry about running back a little bit at South Carolina, especially if Faison is not ready. If he doesn't play, by the way, if he doesn't play. Because then you got to turn it over to Augustave or Attaway or Howell or some young guys. I feel better about the wide receiver crew, though. I think Bennett and Brown and Harbor and Jacobs, and I think there's some talent there for the first time in a while. And obviously, everything's going to come down to the North Sellers again. So, how do the new defensive tackles play? How does the new linebackers play? Those are concerns for me. But in the end, put the ball in Lenore Sellers' hands and see if he can go make a play for you. A little South Carolina and Georgia talk that we did for Clemson yesterday. Tom the Buckeye checks in. Good morning, Tom the Buckeye. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Waiting for football season to start, following a lot of stuff on my team. But I thought I'd stay on topic. I've listened to a lot of the different shows here over the last couple of weeks, and I think Clemson's in a really good spot. I mean, having a proven quarterback, I think that's the one thing South Carolina has going for it is obviously Sellers is really talented, great player. But, I have questions about a lot of teams, including Georgia. I mean, what you said about running back, obviously the quarterback position, they like the kid, but, he played one game against Notre Dame. That wasn't really his fault, but, just a lot of questions about a lot of these teams. I think Georgia Tech with King, I think they're going to be pretty good. I wouldn't be surprised to see them if King can stay healthy. I mean, I think he's such a gamer that he takes a lot of hits, and, he's been banged up here and there. I think he's got to avoid that, but I expect to see Clemson in the playoffs this year. I really do. I think they'll be in the ACC championship. I'd be shocked if they're not. I think it would take a whole series of things to happen for that not to happen. And the teams. And, I'll talk about my team sometime when it's appropriate.
Let me ask you one thing about your team. And I think you did the right thing. See, do you agree with me? I think between Julian Sayin, the Kleinhaus kid appears to have an it factor about him a little bit. And in St. Clair, man, he looks like he's a future superstar. But I think Julian Sayin is the next great one. Did they do the right thing by not going transfer portal and let these three battle it out? Seemingly to me there's some safety in numbers there with three really good football players battling this thing out.
Yeah, I mean, I like that move. I mean, I don't think you can go transfer portal. Clemson has developed their own talent here over the years at quarterback. And I like that approach. I wasn't a fan of what happened last year, but it obviously worked out. McCord was 12-1 as our starting quarterback, and we bailed on him because he lost one game. But it worked out. But I'm a Kindholz guy myself. I thought he looked really good in spring. Sands obviously the guy to beat, but Kindholz has been in the program 3 years. He's a great athlete.
Yeah.
That guy was a three-sport, high school all-stater. He could have played baseball as easily as he's played football. And, he stayed with the program. He had offers to go outside and basically take a starting job somewhere else, and he decided to stay in and compete. And I thought he looked as good as saying in the spring game, and I think he has some other factors that would make him, I wasn't really prepared to talk about this, but
yeah.
I'm a Kindholz guy, so we'll see what happens, and hope the best for him. But I've seen some things in Sam that I have some questions about, but I'll keep it kind of short.
All right, let's talk more about it. This camp opens up for you guys on Friday as well. We'll talk more about that. Appreciate the phone call, Tom the Buckeye. Kindholz has an it factor. Like, he's an athlete, he's been around, he's a guy that's the most experienced of the three. He's a redshirt last year, transferred from Alabama, and then the St. Clair kid. These are two highly rated kids to go along with. Maybe Kindholz has the it factor, though. And we've seen less touted quarterbacks win jobs. It just seemed like to me that one of those three, especially the guys who've been there. It'd be hard for St. Clair to come in right away, but maybe he's just that good too. Playing behind an inexperienced offensive line, but a highly recruited offensive line. Jeremiah Smith, I think I could throw it left-handed to Smith and it'd work out okay. And Carnell Tate and Brandon Ennis, there's still a lot of talent there. The running back room, maybe not as much as you've had in recent years with losing the two guys to there. Defensively, I like Houston. I like Kenyatta Jackson. I like Sonny Styles. I like Caleb Downs. There's a bunch of star power guys there, even though you did lose a lot. But I'd feel better about the defense than with the offense at this point in time. But anytime you got Jeremiah Smith on offense, it's hard to feel too bad. And I think you're a top five there. And as a matter of fact, guys, can we do a little win game for Ohio State?
I vote yes.
Landon, you do have a vote in this. Would you like to do a little win game for Ohio State?
Of course. I'll never turn down a win game.
Win game. Even though it's not win game Wednesday, it's win game Tuesday. So, in looking at it, the quarterback situation is, do you want a game manager? Do you want somebody to bust out? They've asked an awful lot of their quarterbacks in the past, and the quarterbacks have been able to do this, and we'll find out right away. Game one, the most interesting game of the college football year. I think preseason number one versus preseason number two, the defending national champions against the top-ranked Texas maybe coming into the horseshoe. Man, starting things out. Texas at home.
I'm gonna give this to Ohio State.
Really?
Early, I want to favor Texas. Right now, this is Ohio State. 2.5-point favorite at home. Yeah. So pretty much that means it's even across the board, but I'll say Ohio State.
Landman?
I'll take Texas just because there's a lot of question marks for Ohio State. I think this one, a lot of bumps on the road, but I think this game will help them kind of go through the weeds a little bit. So give me Texas.
Give me Texas in a close one. Grambling?
Win.
Yeah, win.
Ohio?
Win.
At Washington?
Win.
Minnesota row the boat?
Win.
Here's an interesting one. At Illinois, two top tens coming into town.
See, for me, I feel like they start to figure it out.
Yes.
You lost a lot on your defensive side, too, a lot of pressure, a lot of coverage. But I think then either Saiyan will kind of make himself known, or if it's a new guy coming in there, I think now you'll start to figure it out, so I think they beat Illinois.
I agree with that.
This might be the toughest pick for me on the schedule.
Really?
This
place is going to be rocking.
I want to say, I'm going to give it to – I'm going to say Illinois because This is the best team they've had in a long time. They haven't beaten Ohio State since 2007, I believe. Yep, 2007.
Let me look at Illinois' schedule in a minute and tell you about that. Wisconsin on the road.
Win.
Jump around.
Yeah, that's a win.
That's a win. Penn State at home. Preseason number top five.
Win.
At home.
Penn State, show me you can do it before I'm a believer.
Yeah, I don't. I really like Penn State this year, but something about it. I'm with Will. You just can't seem to do it, even if you do have the better team on paper. Give me Ohio State.
At Purdue,
win.
Yeah, that's a win.
UCLA at home,
win.
Yeah, that's a win.
Rutgers at home,
win.
Win.
And going to the big house at Michigan. If we don't beat these guys, we're gonna just. Drive the bus off the road on the way home. Like, there's no way we can lose these guys again at Michigan.
I think they do it again. I think they lose again.
Really?
I think they lose again. I don't know. They can't. Ryan Day just can't seem to figure it out against Michigan. I got Michigan, especially Ohio State on the road.
Who you got?
Loss.
Really? I'm going to win. Landman, Ohio State 10-2. Will, Ohio State 10-2. Mickey 11-1. 11 straight wins. They make the college football playoffs. They make the playoffs at 10-2?
I think so.
Yeah. If they
do they win the national championship after a disappointing regular season at 10-2?
It happened last year.
Yeah.
Does Ryan Day lose his job at 10-2? Like, that's Ohio State football, man. You don't beat Michigan. You don't want to be Ryan Day. I don't care how many national championships. You got to beat Michigan.
Would that be 5 years in a row?
Seems like that's close, maybe. You guys look that up for me?
I'll look it up. I don't think they're national championship caliber this year.
No, I don't think they win it this year. But I think they beat Michigan this year.
I feel like if Saban can make some progress, I think they're back in the conversation in a couple years.
Yep. And getting ready to throw it Jeremiah Smith one more year.
Oh, yeah.
All right, look that up. Tell me the last time they did that one, last time they won. And tell me the last time they won in the big house. My great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, your garage floor can look amazing. The people have been doing it longer than anybody since 1999. These are the best in the business. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. I love my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. I love my garage floor. Our garage looks amazing right now. Going to spend some time in the garage today. We love it. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com, 404-8158, 404-8158. Last time Ohio State beat Michigan was?
2019 in the big house.
That's crazy. And, like, let me guess, like 52-31.
56-27.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. Short break. Final segment when you come back after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend. Birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players come together July 26th through August 2nd as Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. See U.S. teams in action along with Asia, Europe, Australia, Latin America, and Canada. You can be part of this sports spectacular in person. July 26th through August 2nd, the Senior League Baseball World Series games daily at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Here in the Upstate, we take care of each other.
As your local internet provider, that's Upcountry Fiber's promise to you. We're proud to bring you a connection strong enough to handle anything, like the Zoom interview for your dream job, streaming the newest TV show, or all your grandkids and their devices descending on your home. Upcountry Fiber brings a reliable internet service for your kids' virtual school day or remote work-from-home job, even in the most rural areas. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection starts here. Learn more today at upcountryfiber.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Freddie King. Freddie passed away at the age of 42, man. Oh. I've asked you this before. Did Freddie have any other hits? And that was kind of a posthumous. After he passed away, it became a hit, right?
Posthumous, yes.
Posthumous, yeah, that thing.
He had several, I wouldn't say hits, but he had several popular songs, semi-popular songs during his life, but nothing that hit as hard as that one.
Posthumous. But after he died, that thing. Freddie King, 42 years old, man. 42. He was stomach ulcers, died of complications from an illness and pancreatitis. For some reason, I thought it was like a plane crash or something. So, 42, Freddie King. I need to get back more than Freddie King. And is it all blues with Freddie King? Is it just all blues?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll get into him a little more. My great friends at American Doormasters want to fix your garage doors when it does go bad. You're going to call folks and look for folks. If it goes to spring repair and spring replacement and garage door cable repair and garage door services and track services and door panel replacements and the motors and the remote controls and all that. You need this 24-hour emergency help. They're there to do it. These are good folks that want to help you in those emergency times. And so for the commercial, residential garage doors, you got to get it open. You got to get it done for sure. On the commercial side of things, you know how functional and the security of what that looks like, what that's got to look like. And so you got to have the best when it comes to those garage doors as well. Think about the great folks at American Doormasters, 990-3075, 990-3075. Great friends at AmericanDoormasters.com. The news of the day last night, Ryan Sandberg, Hall of Famer, passed away. Prostate cancer that had metastasized. Is that right word? Am I saying it right? Metastasized? I think I'm right with saying that one. Even though he thought he was cancer-free, it had gotten other organs. We lost him at the age of 65. Hall of Famer. No doubt Hall of Famer. One of the great players of his generation. One of a guy that was really like the Mr. Cub of our era. Ernie Banks was Mr. Cub. But, boy, Ryan Sandberg was Mr. Cub of my generation. And seeing him, one of the all-time greats, the most valuable player in 84. with that great run to the NL Championship Series, something we'd never seen before. And just one of those guys that just epitomized what a professional athlete should act like and do and be. And, man, Rhino, one of the all-time greats, Ryan Sandberg, passes away. We had the also unfortunate news that gunman that went to the NFL offices yesterday and killed four people and injured an NFL employee, seriously injured at the shooting for a man that some reports are saying that he blamed the NFL on his CTE that he had from a football standpoint, mental illness that he had had there. And sad, sad situation. Prayers go out there. And then there are positive things, obviously, to think and care about. And one of those is that Deion Sanders announced yesterday that he had a tumor removed from his bladder, a cancerous tumor, and that he says he is cancer-free now and ready to go and rock and roll this football season. So both ends of the spectrum, man, in the sports world, giving us three very, very valuable lessons yesterday. And something you don't want to talk about. Man, I hate doing stories like those, like the Sandberg stuff and the shooting stuff. But you love doing the great news of Deion. You know, Deion's had some health issues, obviously, with his toes and all that stuff. Deion's kind of been through it physically. And still a pretty young man, right? How old is Deion Sanders?
I want to say he's 53, maybe?
57.
Okay. His press conference, he was in very great spirits. He was already making jokes about his situation.
Yeah.
Saying, you know.
Well, you got cancer, you get a surgery, you get the tumor removed, and you're cancer free, like you feel good. Like there's a reason to be in a good mood.
Yeah. He was saying things like, if you see a porta potty on the sideline next season, it's for me. If it looks like my pants are a little big, it's probably because I'm wearing a diaper.
Nice.
He's leaning into it.
Yeah, good for him, man. He got to have a sense of humor about all that. But did he look older than 57? Maybe the gray beard. I know he shave it yesterday. The salt in the salt and pepper makes him look a little older. But you talk about a new lease on life. I got friends of mine that had like the surgeries and chemos and radiation and all that, and then you get that word that you're cancer free. Man, you get a whole new lease on life, so that's good. Hopefully that'll continue. And, you know, while I'm never a big, huge Deion Sanders fan, praying for him, man, love the guy as a guy and all that, and hopefully he does great and stuff, and who knows for sure. Tex said, thanks for mentioning the Sandberg thing, one of my favorite Cubs of all time. Yeah. What a baseball player, no doubt. Tex said he had the whole bladder taken out. I didn't realize that. I just read where he had a tumor, but he had his whole bladder taken out.
He had his whole bladder taken out, but they used part of his lower intestine. They took some of it out and they reconstructed a smaller bladder. So he still has a bladder. It's just not his original one. It's not as big as his normal one. Science is amazing.
Can't wait to get on Dr. Martin again and ask him about that. Reconstructing a bladder. Isn't that crazy? Like, could you do bladder transplants? Are those a thing? Can we look that up? See if there's bladder transplants. Man, that's crazy. Texas said, this is Lake Murray Michael. Loved it yesterday when Ben said there's no way he could go use the porta potty on the sidelines at 60,000 people watching. Yeah, you got to do the tent thing where you pull the tent up, right? Nowadays, you do anything in the world in the tent. You can't see inside the tent. If he goes inside the tent, I don't think anybody have any problem with man that had his whole bladder taken out due to cancer to go in the porta potty. Like, you got to do what you got to do.
Especially at a home game.
Yeah.
The first bladder transplant, the procedure was done in April of 2023.
So we're just now doing bladder transplants.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? Like, you know, what's transplantable and what's not transplantable? I'm not sure that's the right word either. But that's interesting, huh? Bladder transplant. Was he a candidate maybe for bladder transplant? Is it going to be something in the future? Maybe a bladder transplant, maybe for him. There's got to be complications with all that kind of stuff. That's interesting though, and it's something that you never thought. You know, when you woke up yesterday morning, I didn't know. We knew he had some health issues. We didn't know to what extent he had health issues. And so thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family and all the Colorado people. And now, you know, there are those that have been detractors for Deion Sanders that maybe something like this. We talked about like what makes you like someone that's not likable, maybe. something like this, you kind of pull for the guy now. He had some adversity. You know, his son, Shador, was a guy that we didn't weren't crazy about some of the things he did, and all of a sudden he falls in the draft, and now he can maybe parlay that into being the underdog. And now maybe Deion takes something like this and uses this platform for talk about cancer and early testing and detections and bladder cancers and what to find out. Maybe he uses that, and maybe we can be Deion Sanders fans now. So who knows what could come of all that. And the other thing is he's got an actress by his side now. He's got a new mate, maybe. Have you seen this? Can you look that up for me? There's also a new actress that is in his.
Does she spell her name with two O's? Like Jordan?
No. Not the dominating I'm going to run your football program. But there was some actress attractive. Yeah, here it is. Karrueche Tran? Alleged girlfriend. Emmy winner was Deion's side yesterday. So can we see what she's been in?
I feel like recently they're just making up people and saying that they're celebrities. Anybody feel that way? Like they're like, oh, this famous person, this celebrity.
There's levels of fame, right?
I've never heard of this person in my life. Karrueche Tran.
She is Daytime Emmy Award winner for Pop Star TV, The Bay. Let's see what else she's been in. Gotta look at a Wikipedia for her. 37 years old. And had dated R&B singer Chris Brown. Oof. Also known for starring in Virginia Logan, the TNT series Claws. Don't know what that one is. Well, I don't know what any of these would be. Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Performance and Lead Actress in a Daytime Fiction Program. For Asian Pacific American. First Asian Pacific American to win an Emmy. So, good for her, man. Also dated Victor Cruz. So she's going from Chris Brown to Victor Cruz to Deion Sanders. What a roster. Yeah. Yeah, she's built it up.
This is where most people probably know her from. The 2015 movie Three-Headed Shark Attack.
Oh, yeah. That great one. By the way, she went older here because Chris Brown, R&B singer, is 36 years old. She's 37. Victor Cruz, former NFL... A wide receiver is 36 years old, and Deion's, we just found out, is 57 years old. So she's going more mature route now through all that. So, Deion. Hey, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. Good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. 8807. I'm not reading that on the air. Love Brad Hughes. Love Allstate. Love what he's done for me. We combine our auto coverage and our homeowners to get better coverage, better rates. Maybe he can do that for you. Maybe if you've got the automatic bank draft right now, you can just check in and see what you're paying. And see, Brad can call them and see if they can help you out. Get you either better coverage or rates or both at Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. 292-3001. Skip the music, Will Clinton. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me today?
Earlier today, we kind of trashed Wake Forest, asking the question, is it a better job? Are they in better standings than Washington State? Which is a weird question to ask. But apparently, during ACC Media Days, Coach Jake Dickert actually took the podium and said some things. Among those, quote, Wake Forest is the winningest football program in the state of North Carolina this century. We are the only team in North Carolina in the last 40 years to win an ACC football championship. That is a fact.
So does that make them the number one by wins, by just one championship, by
trophies?
Just by trophies then. That's it. Okay. I can go with it. But I guess he sees promise in that, maybe. You know, to be honest with you, Washington State's in a kind of a tough Pullman. Washington's not an easy draw either, and especially without a big conference. So maybe that's what he was seeking. But on a different side of the country, different part of the world, it's an interesting strategy. Bold move, Cotton. Landon, the landman. Lando, what do you have for me?
Scrolling through Twitter, saw Paves After Dark. He's kind of affiliated with the San Francisco Giants, almost said 49ers, Carson Wisenhunt is set to make his MLB debut tonight. But, unfortunately, the San Francisco Giants accidentally mixed up the parents and flew out Carson Ragsdale parents out to Oracle Field tonight. Ragsdale was designated for assignment an hour ago before the game. So now Buster Posey had to – this happened yesterday, by the way. But he had to go find Ragsdale's parents and explain that their son was no longer a part of the team. That is a tough mix-up.
Oh, man.
You can't – that's a tough one.
That's like Steve Harvey saying the wrong girl wanted to patch it.
Man, they thought their son was making their debut. Actually, he's now unemployed.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
Can you imagine? Do polar opposites, though. You got to do something for the family on that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. This guy's going to build your home for you. He's going to renovate your office, build your office for you. This guy's going to come in and manage your rental properties or get you a rental property or get you some commercial real estate or get you some land. He's going to help you out no matter what. Buying a house, selling a house as well. It's our great friends, EricNewton.com. My 2-minute drill is Braves scored 10 last night. Could chop those up a little bit and do that. But they did give up 7 to the Royals. Braves are a nice win every once in a while. Still, I'll say it, the most disappointing team in Major League Baseball this year, the Atlanta Braves. And there's some competition for that. But for what the expectations were, need to get a little win streak here, see if we can get back into not too late still. Let's see if we can get in a wild card race through all that. Hey, let me thank Dr. Milt, LouderAmplos.com, Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. Tomorrow, Dane Young and Andrew Oliphant will have a great one. Thank you. Great job as well. Faxing off today. ESPN Radio coming up next. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow. CNN Radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The heat is on and your HVAC system's feeling it. If it's getting up there in age, now's the time to call Blue Ridge Heating and Air. They offer free estimates. And when Mark, their friendly field supervisor, stops by, he'll bring you a bottle of their signature hot sauce, Furnace Fuel. It's spicy and free. You could qualify for federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and they offer financing too. Plus, save $400 with their system replacement coupon. Just call or book online at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please,